The 2021 Public Sector Salary Disclosure shows Public Health Sudbury and District's Chief Medical Officer of Health earned more than $800,000, a figure that includes more than $200,000 in overtime pay from 2020 and more than $260,000 in overtime for 2021. Ontario released the 2021 Public Sector Salary Disclosure today. The so-called Sunshine List tracks people paid from the public purse who make more than $100,000 in a given year. Public Health Sudbury issued a news release to explain Sutcliffe's massive earnings. "We have been searching to recruit an associate medical officer of health for some time now, and this position has been vacant for the duration of the pandemic. Our medical officer of health, Dr. Penny Sutcliffe, has been our unfaltering leader throughout this emergency, herself having worked the equivalent of well over two positions for 2 years," said Public Health Sudbury Board Chair Renee LaPierre. Dr. Sutcliffe's salary disclosure includes these facts, but also includes additional hours from 2020 that were not paid out until 2021. Of Dr. Sutcliffe's disclosure, $219,000 is related to overtime worked in 2020, but not paid until 2021, and a further $263,000 is related to overtime worked and paid in 2021. The release further states that public health employees worked 61,559 hours of overtime, the workload equivalent of almost 34 full-time positions, under intensely stressful and constantly changing conditions. "The COVID-19 pandemic response required our public health team to work at unprecedented levels," LaPierre said. At Health Sciences North, there were more than 250 registered nurses included in the 2021 public sector salary disclosure. Greater Sudbury's hospital had 565 people on the list, compared to 713 people last year. President and CEO Dominic Giroux was the top earner, taking home $368,947, plus $12,812 in taxable benefits. The next top earner was Mark Henderson, director of cardiology at the hospital, who earned $299,999, followed by Mark Hartman, the senior vice president of patient experience and digital transformation, who took home $280,986, plus $647 in taxable benefits. At Health Sciences North Research Institute, senior career scientist Ho-Yun Lee earned $368,957. Science director Dr. Janet McElhaney, who passed away in October 2021, took home $223,935. And at St. Joseph's Continuing Care, CEO Joanne Palkovitz took home $250,130, including $6,016 in taxable income.